We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
And so folks then can respond and should respond to the leading of the Spirit of God, sinners we're talking about. We've seen them come to the altar, and we've seen them born again. That same Spirit that was there through the Word of God to bring conviction now, because they received Christ as Savior and acknowledged Him as their Lord, came into them. And through the Word of God, by the Word of God, recreated their spirits. See, that's what God said, see, that by Ezekiel's prophecy, I'll sprinkle clean water upon you. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1.
Now remember, and you can turn with me now to Ephesians 1, if you will, please. Remember here in Ephesians 1, 13. And let's read that. Ephesians 1, 13. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. In whom, now talking about Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Now see, he's talking about salvation. He's talking about the word of truth, the word of God. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now that's not talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's talking about the new birth. What was the Holy Spirit of promise? Well, Jesus promised, I'll pray the Father. He'll give you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth, that He may abide with you forever. Praise God. Whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither know Him, but ye know Him, for He's with you. And He shall be in you, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, in other words, what He's saying to them is that they were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise following their faith in the Lord for salvation. That's what He's saying in this verse. Now, you'll notice as He goes on here, in this letter that He wrote to the church at Ephesus. Remember, He didn't write it in chapter and verses. He just wrote a letter to them. And He went on there saying to them, be filled with the Spirit. Though in this fifth chapter, 18th through the 20th verse, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making a melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, you see, our problem is that Paul is writing to people who are born again and baptized with the Holy Ghost. You see, it was the normal thing then. It would be an exception for no one not to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, or have the Holy Ghost, if you want to say it the way the Bible says it, also not only within them but upon them. Until you see what happens with us is that folks take scriptures out of their context, you see, and infer, you know, that everybody already has this, you know, if you're a Christian, well, you just automatically have it. But you see, that's not the case. And so Paul's not only talking about the baptism with the Holy Ghost, but he's also talking about the Holy Ghost within you. And like I said, the Holy Ghost is in you if you've been born again. Now, one thing that I think maybe we didn't make clear, or folks didn't make clear, I didn't see it clearly when I first came among Pentecostal people was, they inferred, you see, you didn't have the Holy Ghost until you were baptized with the Holy Ghost. But you see, there has to be the work of the Spirit of God in the new birth, because it's the Holy Ghost through the Word of God that brings conviction to the sinner when the Word of God's preached. I've been in services, haven't you? The conviction was so strong, it seemed the very atmosphere just charged with it. Seemed like if you'd had a knife, you could just cut a big knife, you could just cut a chunk of it out and take it home with you. Well, that was the Spirit of God through the Word of God. Now, the Spirit of God would not have brought conviction. You see, the Spirit and the Word agree. Unless, you see, that the Word had been preached. Because the Word had been preached, the Spirit of conviction was there, wasn't it? And then folks have a will of their own. They don't have to. You never read in the Bible anywhere where the Holy Ghost ever forced people into anything or drove them. We read where the Holy Ghost leads. We read where the Holy Ghost guides. Amen. The Holy Ghost will give you a gentle push. He won't make in you. It's up to you to respond. But it's devils and demons that drive and force people. And so folks then can respond and should respond to the leading of the Spirit of God. Sinners we're talking about. We've seen them come to the altar. And we've seen them born again. That same Spirit that was there through the Word of God to bring conviction now, because they received Christ as Savior and acknowledged Him as their Lord, came into them. And through the Word of God, by the Word of God, recreated their spirits. See, that's what God said, see, that by Ezekiel's prophecy, I'll sprinkle clean water upon you. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And He recreates our spirits. And we become a new man in Christ Jesus. And He imparts eternal life, the nature and the life of God unto our spirits. And He bears witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And so we need to bear in mind that He wants us to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, but that the Holy Spirit within is a very real experience. I remember when I was born again. Now, if we had been taught correctly and I knew the Scripture correctly, I could have gone right then. I think that's, and we've learned from experience, that's the best time to get people baptized with the Holy Ghost when they're first born again. The easiest thing in the world then. Because the Holy Ghost, you see, came within me. I know exactly when He came in. And did a work on the inside of me. And it just felt like a 2-ton weight rolled off of my chest. Because the man on the inside that was burdened down with sin and wrongdoing, you see, became a new man in Christ. Glory to God. And on the inside of me. You know, that's one reason that I never was disturbed. When you get around all kind of different religious people, some people say, if you don't belong to our church, you're not in it. Well, I was in it before I ever heard of their church. Glory to God. Some folks said, now you've got to do this. But I know when that happened. Praise God. Then my spiritual nature was changed. Immediately my spiritual nature was changed. And on the inside of me, immediately the things that I used to love, now I hated. And the things I used to hate, now I love. Praise God. See, one of the first fruits of the recreated born again spirit is love. The fruit of the spirit is love. That's the first one. We know that we pass from death into life because we love. Are you listening to me? That's the way you know you're saved. Praise God. And so, I know exactly when that happened. But not only did the Holy Ghost come within me first, because He did, I know exactly when He did. And I knew in here, His Spirit bears witness with our spirit. But the Holy Ghost came upon me. I mean, my whole physical being as well as my spirit was just seemed to be immersed. You see, baptized means immersed in the Holy Ghost. And several years later then, when I did speak with other tongues, I realized that if I'd known or somebody had told me, I could have spoken with tongues back there then. Amen. I could have spoken with tongues. But I didn't know you were supposed to. So you see, I didn't have the fullness of the experience, even though it was there in part. I didn't have the release of the Spirit, you might say, until those 4 years later. 3 years, almost 4 years later. Amen. Are you listening to me? Praise His holy name. Now then, I want you to notice this, however, in connection, and like I said, now Paul, and this scripture I'm reading here has a reference not only, you see, to the Spirit within, it has a reference also because these people were baptized with the Holy Ghost. But I want you to notice that in connection with the Holy Ghost within, be filled with the Spirit. I want you to notice that there is singing, that there's melody, that there's joy, that there's giving of thanks. I want you to notice that after Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost," that they returned with great joy into Jerusalem and were continually in the temple griping and complaining. No. We're continually in the temple praising. Hallelujah. And blessing God. Praise the Lord.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin and Craig Hagin.
RBTC is starting their spring semester, starts January the 10th. So you can apply right now.
Right now. Go to rbtc.org/apply. If you'll go there, fill out your information, give us your name, your address, and email address and things like that. We'll contact you, let you know. We'll send you a digital packet immediately.
Yeah.
Then we'll contact you, let you know more about Rhema, what Rhema is, and things like that. Plus, you can go to the website and find more information, rbtc.org.
Right. And we got a new music and media program that you might be interested in, and you can get that information if you go to rbtc.org, apply.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The Spirit Within and The Spirit Upon Series, Volume 1. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.